This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Dree.
Now on to this. Two brothers from the same house, two sets of child S abuse allegations. One family with a decade-long documented history of managing harm quietly. Until the legal system finally catches them. Joseph Duggar's arrest and interstate extradition to Florida isn't just another chapter of the long-running scandal of the Duggars. It's a moment a lot of people are asking the question no one in that family's orbit apparently wanted to ask. How deep does this go? How many people knew, and is anyone with real investigative power finally going to find out? Joining me to discuss this case, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent, and Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. Guys, is this a case where more investigative power can be put into it at this point to dig deeper, to take a good close look at the digital devices of anyone in that house. I'd be really curious to see how deep we can get on this and how many other monsters we might find. Again, all conjecture. There's only been the two that have been charged. One's in prison. The other's being charged, innocent until proven guilty. We're talking interstate travel here at this point. He's going to be sent back to Florida. Does the FBI get involved at some point and start digging deeper than they've ever dug before on the Duggars?
Digging the Duggars.
Yeah.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Dig the Duggars.
Dang it. Yeah. That is so funny. We almost said it simultaneously. You know what? First of all, in any investigation, there's never a thing as too much investigation.
Uh-huh.
You can never dig deep enough. Even when you think you dig it all up, you can still find more. I'm a huge believer in that. So there's more there. This is one of those nasty cases.
Yeah.
So Jen, I think one of the biggest challenges of this, because I'm with you, there's got to be more here. I mean, these are just two that bubbled to the surface, right? I don't think it took a whole lot of digging to get these two. And so, you know, where there's smoke, there's probably even more.
But will
fire.
They? I mean, what?
Well,
I
and guess, that's my and that's yeah, my okay. question. Yeah. You know, no, I'm with you, Tony. It's like, how do you penetrate the closed wall? Of this society to inspire people to feel safe enough to share that kind of information.
Well, you know, in a sense, and I'm not drawing a true analogy to this, but to your question, will they dig more? Look at the Adelsons. I understand two very different cases. All I'm saying about it is what it takes is a prosecutor.
Good prosecutor, story. Yeah.
And if you have an aggressive prosecutor that wants to make sure everybody who was involved in something is brought to the surface, that's what it's going to take in this case. They got to have a prosecution team.
Yeah, really good point.
What kind of power do they have to dig beyond Joseph here? Obviously, Joseph and his wife, I mean, they've both been charged with different crimes here. And one's Arkansas charges, one's are Florida. One's are far more extreme. But what sort of power do they have to get at digital devices, to look beyond just those two? Can they get the digital devices of other family members, of other people within this orbit? And I guess, what are the bounds as to which they can look and who they can ask for those devices of? Do they have to be people who were living in the house of these two? Or if they find some interesting things on those devices that they link over to other folks, can they compel people to give them their devices there? Does that take, obviously a warrant of some sort? But I guess, how far can they dig without other charges against other people, or before they get to other charges against other people, if they ever get there?
Well, two things. First of all, the biggest thing here is the standard. And the standard here is only probable cause to be able to get a warrant, and really less than that for subpoenas.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the fact of the matter is, so basically, you have a very low bar for investigative procedurally for them to get this type of information. The other thing is, there's a spider web effect when it comes to digital information. Mm-hmm. And it's going to lead to other people. It's whatever you want to say, birds of a feather.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be drawn into the web. That's what I think. The web will spread, and it's just how aggressive their prosecution team is.
Yeah, I'm hopeful on that one too, Jen, because when you were saying that, it really made me think, all right, the spider web. So if you think about, again, Robin's thought experiment conjecture time, right? If you think about how closed off this society is and how insular they are, if one person learns one thing, it stays within that community. So if one nutter knows how to use the dark web and all these horrendous things for these horrendous images, that pattern of how they do that is going to be the thing that perpetuates. And so being able to see a pattern from where they got Joseph and Josh, Joshua, right?
Yeah.
You know, that same methodology they use is probably something they learned, maybe, you know, in a small little group. And so that kind of replicating patterns and seeing similar patterns is how I would definitely do it too, from that spiderweb mentality.
Is there a crime committed, if we're to look at their structure of the umbrellas of, they got the church and Gothard and God, you know, hanging out together. And then below that is the father, and then it's the mother. And then if you're under your umbrella, that's how you handle it. You bring your problems to the next person up on the umbrella, and they decide if they're going to go to the police or they're just going to handle it internally. And it seems most things get handled internally. Is it a crime if let's say a father had knowledge of these sort of things that were going on and did not report it to the police? Like if they're to start to go through the digital history, emails, texts, whatever, anything, and it turns out that, let's say, a father, again, this is all just complete conjecture, none of this has necessarily happened, but let's say they find some sort of email, oh, okay, you found out you did this to this kid, you know, say your, you know, Hail Marys or whatever, and, you know, you're forgiven.
Oh, they sent you to work camp, remember?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, or you're going to go hang some drywall and, you know, mud and tape the S predator out of you. If they have the knowledge of the crimes and they don't report it, is that a crime in itself? Could that be prosecuted?
Yes. Two charges that just spring out to me are, one is failure to report.
Yep.
That's a violation. Child endangerment. Those mm-hmm. are violations. So those just jump off the board to me. But to me, some of the other things to consider is there something even more egregious? Because I will say that typically people who are capable of sort of looking the other way, sometimes they become capable of much more.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going back to, and I'm thinking of Jim Bob when he was on the stand at Josh's. He was on the stand at a hearing prior to Josh's trial, and just claimed, you know, ignorance of, I don't remember. And then the judge eventually said, get out of my courtroom. You're not going to be a credible witness here. Goodbye. That's what I'm wondering about. I mean, I'm sure there are statute of limitations on certain things. And I look back on that and I'm go, why wasn't he ever prosecuted? I mean, I know he went with the I don't remember thing, and maybe there just wasn't a digital trail or something. And if he's publicly said he doesn't remember, but we've seen the interviews where he did know about what was going on with Josh and his own daughters. And according to their religion, he handled it and didn't report anything. They just dealt with it, you know, insularly within
their
community.
Don't stir the brethren. That's what they say. Don't stir up the brethren.
I don't know. I'm not accusing Jim Bob of knowing anything of what Joseph is up to. Joseph is a grown-ass adult, too. It's not their little kids living underneath his roof anymore. But I guess I'm just theoretically saying here, if let's say Joseph did come and talk to Dad about this, and Dad handled it internally, and they just had a conversation, and he didn't report it, I would wonder what could happen there. With the current day situation that's going on, where there may be digital evidence, there may be digital trails of conversations and knowledge that people have, and it being very much a crime to not to not report these sort of things, but it does follow their religion. Is there anything that saves them with it being their religion from them not reporting things out properly to prevent this sort of behavior where they think they're preventing it internally because of God?
No.
Good.
I mean, legally, no.
Yeah.
But again, and I hate to keep throwing this on the prosecution here, it really does come down to, because I tell you what, these agents, yeah, officers, whoever works these cases, we're always in there, man. We want the obvious guy. We want the low-hanging fruit guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then we want to get everybody in the web. I mean, these conversations are hilarious that you have with the prosecutors. It's like, yeah, but, and we always joked, at least I joked on our squad, God, he won't take anything but a whale in the bucket.
Right.
You know, he's got to have blah, 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 you know. And it's very frustrating as an investigator. So what do? You just keep digging and give them the whale in the bucket if it's something, you know, you feel that it should be prosecuted.
They got a lot to work with on this one, I think, because if you just watch the special as well, especially how it looks like they handled Joshua's issue years ago with sending him to the work camp as his cure, which is back to headquarters, and everything you're seeing on here, there's also potential if they dig deep. Again, I love your point, Jen, on the prosecutor comes out to that. There's potential trafficking in here as well, potentially.
Do you think they should be concerned if they have anything bad going on that they're going to be discovered very shortly? Do you think that there is going to be a thorough FBI investigation into the Duggar family beyond just Joseph being triggered by this? Is that a likely road that they're going to be going down here soon?
Well, when you look right now at the priorities in the Bureau, being human trafficking mm-hmm. is still up there. They would love to make a case beyond these two. So I think definitely that case agent that spent all this time, yeah, they, mm-hmm. they want to dig their teeth in.
Well, that's good news. I like that.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting, too, because they have such a closed society and a closed insular society. It'd also be curious what kind of language you're using for potential code for talking about these things, because they use a lot of that. Because they have their own special language for discussing things, for sharing things. I would think that, you know, you have people like these girls that have come out and talked about it, you know, could actually give a huge amount of insight, because, again, I keep going back to the special in the book, and that's literally the very tip of the iceberg of what we are seeing and things that were insinuated. It could go very deep.
It's going to be interesting. I hope to God it's isolated. I have a feeling it's not, but it's my conjecture. Who the hell knows?
Well, 2 of 19 in one family. Jeez.
Yeah.
Odds.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
Odds, Robin.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
It's going to be telling. It's going to be very telling in the future to see what happens here. Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube, please do weigh in, and we'll continue our conversation right there. Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, thank you for being with us. And Robin, of course, always, thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. And you guys, weigh in the comments on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue the conversation there. Until next time, for Robin, Todd, and Jen, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.